USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The late former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant will head to the Hall of Fame without delay. Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo has just announced the Lakers legend will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others killed in the crash of a helicopter in California on Sunday. Former teammate and good friend Shaquille O'Neal spoke on his podcast about his time with Bryant.
We still are the best duo ever created. That's not going to change. For me, this is going to hurt a long time. I really lost a brother.
The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump will resume this afternoon, with the president's defense team still making its case, trying to discredit the claims of former National Security Advisor John Bolton. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Coronavirus by the numbers. Health officials now say 4,500 people in mainland China have caught the potentially deadly virus. It's killed more than 100 people there, mostly in and around the city of Wuhan. In the United States, there are 5 confirmed cases. The more than 100 people are being tested in 26 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes for Health says Americans should be paying attention to this.
The American public should not be fearful about this, but you really need to take it very seriously.
Federal prosecutors say Britain's Prince Andrew is not cooperating with their investigation of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaking outside the deceased sex offender's New York City home, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said they've been unable to interview Andrew about his friendship with Epstein despite numerous requests to do so. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The very latest now on the Democrats who want to be president in 2020, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
The schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we had to rewrite it very quickly. So
the Pentagon releasing an updated list of locations outside Vietnam where chemicals like Agent Orange used. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
10 new locations were listed by the military that Pentagon spokesman Chuck Pritchard describes as thorough.
This was a very thorough review through all of the records that were available and updated the list so that the VA would have the most accurate information to work with the claims from veterans.
This will help veterans who have health claims from their service in Vietnam.
The Department of Defense maintains a list of where Agent Orange and other tactical herbicides were used, both in Vietnam and in other locations. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs uses that information when veterans go to make claims that they have health issues related to exposure to these tactical herbicides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.